What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adam 1. Welcome to another fabulous rendition of I'm Chris Adam 1 podcast, episode 204. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Please do your boy a favor. Do your boy a solid. Subscribe to the channel, particularly on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Rate, comment, subscribe. Also, share this pod stream with your friends, family, as well as your followers. All right, let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me? So, without further ado, I'm switching things up with I'm Chris Adam 1 podcast. I might tip my toes into some entertainment news, maybe some sports news, you know, some relatable news, particularly in social media. But I feel like the bulk of this podcast is just random thoughts, random perspectives, things of that nature. I'm definitely going to put it in the description below. I may switch it and go into another category. You know, just get away from the norm of what's going on and what's transpiring in social media or in the entertainment world or sports world. Just, you know, stepping away and just taking a breath and just talk about relatable topics, all right? So that's what we're going to be doing moving forward, all right? So the first order of business, man. Subscriber etiquette, all right? I'm going to tell you a story, and I was doing this video on my YouTube channel, my sports YouTube channel, Just My Opinion Podcast. Go check that out. I did a live stream a couple of days ago. Views are well above modest. It's pretty good. And the topic of the discussion was basically what's transpiring or what may be transpiring over there at ESPN First Take. You know, trouble. It may be some trouble in paradise. Some trouble is brewing at a distance, particularly with, chemistry issues with Molly and Shannon Sharp. Go check out that live stream. I'm not going to really regurgitate what I talked about on that live stream. That was over a 2-hour live stream. We also talked about Fox Sports 1's afternoon ratings. Anywho, you know, good show. Getting a lot of positive feedback. Getting some extraordinary views. So obviously this podcast is being recommended, particularly in the YouTube algorithm. You know, everything good in the hood. All right. So someone commented in the comment section, and I don't know word for word what the individual was talking about, but basically he was talking about this was old news. This happened months ago and yada yada yada. And you know, normally I would comment, you know, because I feel like the comment section is the subscribers or the person who's watching the content or listening to the content, and they, if they want to share their thoughts and opinions, good, bad, or indifferent, okay, whatever. I feel like the comment section is your guys' domain. It's not necessarily the content creator's domain. You know, of course, as content creators, we want to make sure that what's transpiring in the comments section is good old clean fun, no trolling, no disrespecting anyone. And the biggest thing is context, false context. And I felt like this subscriber or this person who just happened to watch the video said some things in the comment section that was not very truthful, all right? And normally I would just, I'll just comment, give them a like and say, hey, you know, blase, 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 which I started and I posted it. Then I started thinking, I'm like, I don't want to even give this comment any, you know, I don't want this comment to get any gas. I don't want this comment gaslighting or stalling the growth and the development, particularly with this YouTube channel as well as this live stream. And I basically said that, hey, yo, I don't know. I think your facts are wrong. You know, trying to be nice about it in a roundabout way. And I said, hey, look, I'm trying to re-educate this guy. I'm trying to, you know, get his dribble back. Shout out to Gully TV. He coined that phrase, dribble. And I'm going to steal it, particularly in this podcast. For those out there that don't understand or, you know, hasn't been in tune of what with street lingo and things of that nature. Dribble is basically, you know, get your mind right. You know, let's get you straight. All right. And basically I said, look, you know, you're wrong. Your facts are wrong. I appreciate you commenting. As far as this is old news, this news is pretty recent. It's like a week old. I was even going to go as far as, you know, linking the articles in the comment section. And I said, but I still said, have a good day, this, that, and the third. And I posted it. And I noticed that comment started getting traction, particularly with everyone else watching the live stream. And they're saying, hey, yo, this guy's clearly wrong. You know, not me, but the guy who wrote the comment. Say, this guy's clearly wrong. And he didn't really watch the whole entire live stream. And I'm the type of brother, particularly a content creator. You know, when I'm talking about something, I'm talking about the whole enchilada. All right, I'm starting from the beginning, midway. I mean, I'm starting from the beginning. What's going on right now, and what can potentially happen down the road. I'm that type of brother, and I get my facts in order. I'm well informed as far as the context of what I'm talking about. And so, you know, I'm just that type of dude. And I was letting it marinate. I was letting it sit. And then I started thinking, I'm like, you know, we're not even going to allow this comment to stunt the growth of the channel or to stunt the growth of the narrative. And we're not going to generate false narratives. This comment was totally false. And I decided to mute the guys. I sent the guy to the block party. Now, for those who are not aware of the block party, everyone has a block party. And basically, particularly content creators, particularly if you dabble in social media, you know, you're going to have, you know, your haters, your trolls, you know, your people that just don't get it. And instead of just arguing back and forth with them, you just send them to the block party. All right. And that's one place, if you are a consumer of content, you don't want to be, because you can still listen or watch the video or the content or the live stream. You just can't take in part of what's transpiring in the comment section. You're not allowed to, because you're in the block party. You know, you're going to be unable to communicate or express how you feel about something because you're in the block party. And clearly this guy is in the block party. And I started thinking, like, yo, particularly on my other gossip entertainment channel, I'm Christodon One, I started thinking, I'm going like, man, let me pull up the laptop, because, you know, sometimes people don't know that they're in the block party, all right? Sometimes people just think it's business as usual. They're still posting comments and this, that, and the third. And I rarely put people in the block party. So I, you know, started going through my channels, and there was just one particular guy that I put in the block party years ago. I mean, years ago. And, you know, he still comments on every single video. No one can see it. I really don't have to see it. I have to really go into my settings just to even read his comments if I want to take it that far. And I'm saying to myself, you know, this guy, you know, I don't know if this guy know it or not, but he's in the block party. He's just talking among himself. And I remember doing it like years ago. And, you know, let me just go check it out. Let me see if the guy picked up vital information that he shouldn't already know. I mean, look, you know, this happened a long time ago. So I went into my settings, went into block comments or block accounts. And still to this day, this guy is still commenting. This guy's still commenting. All right. This guy is still commenting. Good for you. Shout out for you. If you know, you like talking to yourself, that's fine. I mean, I'm good, like good food. If you know, if you make better sense by talking to yourself, as long as you don't get answer yourself, I guess you're good. But to me, I feel like, you know, you need to get some priorities in order. You need to get your head right. You need to get your dribble right, you know, and, you know, low key, maybe seek some professional help, because that's not good mental. That's not real healthy, you know, mental health wise. But hey, whatever gets you going. I mean, if this is okay for you, then hey, if it's good for you, it's great for me. That's how I look at things. So yeah, so I just wanted to talk about that podcast etiquette, you know, subscriber etiquette, comment section, you know, block party, you know. So I just wanted to talk about that very, very briefly. We're going to move on into the podcast. All right. So this could link to get your dribble right. And I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you guys. All right. There are two types of people in the world. There are people that get it, and then there are people that don't. Okay. You have your wolves and you have your sheep. And I feel like people that don't get it, they're sheep. You know, they just ain't got it. They just ain't, you know, they just don't got it. They don't understand it. And they don't even try to push for themselves to do better. They just stay in a neutral state. You know, they're not trying to, they don't have strong desires to level up in life. There are levels, but there are some people, that's walking this earth. That's perfectly fine and perfectly okay with whatever level that they're on. And that's fine. If you want to live that way, that's fine. I feel like people are very comfortable in certain surroundings and in certain situations. I generally feel that way. And if this is healthy for you, or if you don't have no strong desire to level up, and you know, you're not, you know, mad at the world or wondering why Susie, Peter, and Paul getting all these promotions and you're not getting these promotions, why so-and-so is getting getting opportunities outside of their situation. As long as you're not critiquing or criticizing or wondering who, what, when, why, where, and you're okay where you at, then it's fine. Generally, people that I run through in my life, they're not fine with it. I feel like people are comfortable, but they're not fine with it. And then you have your wolves. Your wolves out there every day. They are hustling 24/7 a day. And they're trying to get from one situation to a better situation. And they're trying to get, they're not just trying to jump one level. They're trying to get to the top, to the tippity top, that 1% or that 5% or that 10%. And even when they get to that percentile, they still want to level up. So you got your wolves and you got your sheep. And when talking about male and female, men and women know their strengths and they know their weaknesses. I feel like men are primarily better hunters, better predators, not, you know, child predators or, you know, just better predators of life. They know what it takes to survive. They're better survivors, you know. I feel like women, on the other hand, women can be very calculated and women can be very persuasive. I think that's a woman's strong suit. But no matter if whatever your gender is, male or female, I feel like, men and female, particularly wolves, no matter your gender, they want to level up. They want to do better. You know, particularly in the, and it doesn't matter what world we're talking about, the business world, the family world, the religious world, the education world. You know, if you got a mindset of getting out of a situation into a better situation, you're going to strive to do that. And I feel like ultimately, that's the type of world that we live in. And like I said, you got wolves and you got sheep. Men, when you go to men, being better, better hustlers, there are some men that, you know, they're going to strive to get to where they want to be. And they're willing to do anything. They're willing to work extra hours. They're willing to take more responsibility. They're willing to accept more promotions. And, you know, and it doesn't matter what field that we're talking about, okay? Men generally strive to reach the top. It's in their DNA. And women, on their level, they try to level up to get the best of the best as well. And like I say, women are calculating and women are very persuasive. And women just don't settle. Most women just don't settle in a situation. The same thing goes for men. And, you know, any walk of life you go into, you know, you're going to see that. I mean, you're going to feel that, okay? But there are a lot of men out there and there are a lot of women out there that they get their dribble right. You know, they know what they want and they strive to get what they want by all means. Now, some, you know, but there are lines that you don't cross. There are some things that, you know, you don't jeopardize you're not going to jeopardize your freedom over. You're just not going to jeopardize your profession over. You're not going to jeopardize your relationship with your significant other or your relationship in God or your relationship in life. You're not going to cross that line. Some men do it, some women do it. And when they do cross that line, it's very beneficial for that individual. However, there are some men and women, when they do cross that line, there's some consequences when it doesn't go their way. And they risk losing their freedom. They risk losing their opportunity at as far as advancing at work or just their whole work in general and their reputation. And it just happens that way. So it's one of those things that it just happens. When you are willing to do whatever it takes to get to whatever type of perspective, okay? So, with that being said, there are some there are some situations in life that men as well as women try to strive to gravitate to. All right. So when I say get your dribble right, there are some people in the world that know what I'm talking about. And there are some men and women in the world that strive to get to that, that perspective. Okay, I got a story for you guys, and the story, I can't give you guys names. I can't really give you guys locations. I can tell you this story is true. It's authentic. It's 100% real. Want to throw a disclaimer out there. The thoughts, the views, and the story itself is only for entertainment purposes only. You know, take it with a teaspoon of salt. Take the story very gradually, and don't get inspired. don't be inspired by this story, particularly just because it worked in this one situation, or this story worked or didn't work, doesn't necessarily mean you should take it and run and apply this story to your life. Okay, so got all that stuff out of the way. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a hood story. And you know, I was just minding my business, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I was, you know, coming out the door, and I was taking the trash out. I was getting ready to lock the door. And you know, and at the distance, you know, I'm hearing these two guys talk. And I can't see who's actually taking part in this conversation, but I know for a fact there was two people there. All right. And you know, I'm just minding my business. I mean, I'm not really ear hustling at this point, but then I started hearing key things and key phrases, and I'm going like, okay, this is starting to sound very interesting. So I put my ear to the wall. I'm really ear hustling. Okay, you know, first I was just like in and out with it, because, you know, if it don't apply, don't let it fly, okay? But as I started listening to the story, I'm going like, oh, yo, wait a minute, this might be an entertaining, very informative story. So, back to the story itself. So, these two guys, I know there's two guys talking, and like I said, the way how my apartment building is set up, you know, like when you go to your door, it's like a wall, and you really can't see the end of your the end of the complex until you get past this wall. So you can't see, like if somebody's on the steps, you can't see who's on the steps until you pass this wall. And likewise to someone that's going up the steps or at the top of the steps, they can't see you. So, like I said, I shut my door, and like I'm hearing this conversation. So I hear these two guys, and one of the guys was talking about his girlfriend. Now, you know, these two have recently moved in. I think they've been there for like, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months. And I always thought it was weird, because when they first moved there, it was, you know, like I said, you don't really pay attention to stuff until stuff starts to, you know, you start, you know, processing it. And I always thought it was kind of weird that, you know, they haven't been there that long, but they already knew the neighbors, you know, because they, you know, would talk to them, and they, you know, but you know, they, you know, I mean, they're talking like they know one another. So I'm going like, okay, that's kind of weird. You know, these people just recently moved in. How do the people downstairs know these people? This is on the second floor. So from what I gathered, they all have lived together someplace else, from, you know, what the other neighbors have been talking about. Okay. So anyway, they're on the second floor, these two guys. And as I, peep around the wall, okay, now I know I could put faces in the places. I know these guys. I don't know of them, but I know them. They're my neighbors. Okay, one of them live on the second floor. The other one live on the bottom floor. And they're talking. And the one who recently moved in on the second floor was talking about his girlfriend. And his girlfriend got this hustle. And I'm going like, oh, word? So it may be something I can apply for myself. So I'm up there listening. Now I'm no longer not paying attention. I'm not really necessarily ear hustling. Now I'm listening. Okay, I'm nosy as can be. My nose has grown three times as long as Pinocchio's nose. And I'm not even lying. Okay, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Okay, so he starts talking about how his girlfriend got her a nice hustle. And what she's doing is, and it's perfectly fine with him. His girlfriend would go downstairs to this other neighbor who's on the first floor, but like at the end of the building. And they got a little scheme going on, as well as this other girl. Now, they're promoting their OnlyFans. I'm like, what? I didn't know anybody was doing OnlyFans, particularly around him. And she's doing OnlyFans with this skinny, dark-skinned girl. She's got like two kids. And, I just thought she was just, flexing or, I do recall prior to this conversation, I do recall her saying, was talking on the phone with somebody talking out loud. Oh, like, girl, I like that. Are you going to put that on your OnlyFans? And, I don't know if she was really having a conversation with someone on the phone. She probably was, or she was just flexing at that moment. I don't know. All right. But I didn't pay it no mind, you're not, I know you, I know them. I don't know of them. And I don't know if she was trying to recruit potential buyers because she didn't walk up to me or anything like that. And I didn't think I was part of the conversation. I was coming down the stairs. She was walking towards the steps and she's on the phone with her quote unquote friend or her family member. I don't know who she was on the phone with. Okay. So going back into the story, how they got this set up is like all three of them have OnlyFans. And from what I gather from the conversation, they spend all night long, promoting their OnlyFans link by going through a lot of live streams, apparently. So they're on a lot of social media live streams. I don't know what live streams they're on. They could be on Instagram. They could be on TikTok. They could be on YouTube, whatever the case. They're all, talking to a bunch of simps or potential clients or potential customers. And they're just throwing up casual conversation with these guys. And these girls, now all three of these girls look fine. Okay. All right. I'm not saying I don't believe them, but I will say, I can see how they are, getting this hustle off. They did, particularly if they got a decent following. And a lot of people tell me like late at night, that's the perfect time to do live streams. And a lot of these girls do their live streams, late at night, because the freaks come out at night. The later it is, the freakier they get. All right. So they up here advertising their OnlyFans links on whatever live service that they're on. They could be on Twitch. I don't know. And they're also posting their cash apps. So they literally got simps watching these lives and they're in conversations with them. And it's like they're fishing at a lake, but instead of fishing in one spot, they're sticking fishing poles in the ground and they're fishing all around the lake. Just fishing for the right one. You know, some people, I mean, there's some guys out there that will talk to a female for like 2 straight hours. As long as he's getting some type of response from her, as long as he's getting some type of interaction from her, they're good. I mean, they okay with it, all right? But there are some guys out there that wants that special attention, and they're willing to do anything, which is sending them donations or hitting their Cash App or subscribing to their OnlyFans. And those are the ones that they're spending the most time and the most conversation with, okay? Now, you know, the other guy, the heavyset guy who lives downstairs, was, you know, after he told him this amazing story, he's saying, it's okay for your girlfriend to go downstairs and with this other girl that has 2 kids, which, by the way, she has a boyfriend. And it, I mean, like, it's okay, it's fine what you got. And he's looking at it like, hey, look, yo, if she can make money off of guys coming to her live, and these guys are paying money and giving her donations through her Cash App, and she's doing this, and she's got an OnlyFans, why not? I mean, it's not cheating. It's none of that stuff. It's not like she's going to do meetups or anything like that. So as far as the dark skinned girl, she's apparently allowing it in her home. I guess they have a room. They use the main. I don't know if they use the main room or one of the kids' rooms or the kitchen or the living room. I don't know where they're doing it at, because, you know, I'm not there. But apparently her, you know, boyfriend, which is a bum. I mean, he doesn't have a job. He jumps from job to job. One of his responsibilities when this activity is going on in the live is for him to watch the kids. So he's watching the 2 kids that he has with this dark-skinned girl. And this dark-skinned girl and this dude's girlfriend upstairs on the second floor. And I think there's another woman, another girl involved. They're, you know, every night fishing. Now, I don't know how much money that they're making, but you got to look at it this way. Who's going to continue to do something and they're not making no money off of it? Particularly when you're doing lives. You know, I do a lot of live streams. And, you know, generally I get donations through Super Chat or through the Cash App link, $ I'm Chris Adam 1, if anyone wants to donate to your boy, okay? But who would want to just do 4-hour, 6-hour live streams every night and you're not getting nothing out of it? Now, I'm pretty sure there was a point of time when they were starting this, they wasn't really getting a lot of viewers and they wasn't really making a lot of money, but they just kept on doing it. They just kept following through. They just kept digging and digging and digging until they hit pay dirt. And now these girls got them a decent business. It's legit. And if guys want to give them money, just for them to spend a little time with them on live, just to basically talk to them, then it's fine if that's what they want to do. And, you know, look, this is the era where guys, you don't have to have any drip game. You don't have to have no conversation game. You know, below guys that don't have drip game or don't have talking game, This is the era of guys like that getting the top 10, 5, 1% of women. If you got a job that's paying you a lot of money, you don't have necessarily have a drip game. You don't necessarily have to have a good talking game. You don't even got to have a good pillow talk game. You don't even necessarily have to have a good stroke game. And you can get the finest woman, you know, you can get the most finest woman out there. All right. So, you know, the days of, you know, ear hustling, well, you know, pillow talk or conversation game, drip game, stroke game. Those days are pretty much in the past. You know, being confident in yourself. Some women like a man who's very confident. You know, those days are over with. Some women are willing to make sacrifices to be in the right situation. Some women, you know, if you ain't got a good stroke game, it's fine. But if you can keep her away from working her 9 to 5, and all she's willing to do that. She's willing to take that chance. If you ain't got no good talk game and, particularly drip game, there's a lot of women out there that will look at it and say, hey, look, I'm willing to, take a sacrifice on that, as, you know, because this guy is point me to the right direction. If I stay with this guy, you know, there's a lot of things in life I don't have to necessarily worry about. All right. So, yeah, you know, I just felt like that was something for you guys to pay attention to. Is the story is 100% true. Doesn't necessarily mean you should be going out there and doing it, but, you know, do you. Okay. So that's pretty much it. That's a wrap for episode 204. I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast. I hope you guys hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys, while you're listening, hit the subscription button. Share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Get at me with all the other links down below. Subscribe and enjoy. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Okay. So, if this is the type of, stuff that y'all interested in, you know, comment and, you know, give me a comment, particularly, and tell me if you like it, you don't like it, you want me to go back to entertainment news or sports news, we'll do that as well. Anywho, this is the direction I would like to go, and I will see you guys on the next show. Deuces.